Wow. Okay. I'm shaking. I'm sorry. I'm a bit emotional as well. But good morning. My name is Teresa. And Matt, you said you didn't like speaking in front of people. Right. As a child, I went to Sunday family service. But when I went to secondary school, other hobbies and interests took over my life, and church wasn't a priority. I have known Bridge since we were 11 years old, and we met at secondary school, and we spent quite a few numbers of years partying, socialising and enjoying ourselves, which continued into adult lives. In my early 20s, I got married and I had two sons who are here today, Jack and Henry. And what with being a busy mum, wife and working, and boys played a lot of football and rugby, so life was extremely busy, and this is when I started to drink alcohol at home on my own. My alcohol intake increased and daily drinking started and got progressively worse. In 2012, I left my job in pharmacy at the hospital in Chatham General. My ex-bosses sat there, bless her. And I started cleaning and dog walking business. But as you can imagine, a lot of those jobs was cash in hand, which enabled me to hide the fact I was drinking more and I was spending more money on alcohol. I could just hide it. And then in 2019, my marriage broke down and alcohol did play a part in that. My alcohol intake increased, and especially in lockdown, and I took myself off to rehab twice, which only ever cost me a lot of money, and I came out and I drank again both times. My life spiralled out of control and both my boys stopped speaking to me. My behaviour was I was a very Jekyll and Hyde character. I wasn't a nice person. To the outside world, I was, but behind closed doors, I was a very, very different person. And it ended up with me not getting invited to Jack and Christie's wedding in May 2022. I was in a very dark place and I was ringing people. And I was ringing, threatening to kill myself. And then I started isolating myself. But basically, all I would think about was where my next drink was coming from. I stopped caring for my little dog. And anybody who knows me knows I loved my little dog. I've since lost him. And I stopped going to riding my horse. And then I was in a very, very dark place. The fateful day of July the 6th, 2022, Bridge felt that God had spoken to her. Oh, sorry, she's there. I forgot you moved. Sorry. Bridge felt that God had told her to come and see me. She was going on holiday that evening. And for some reason, I opened the door to her because I'd been isolating myself. I wasn't picking up the phone and I was not answering calls or anything. Even though I'd asked for help, I would not take it. But I opened the door to her. When I opened the door to her, she was met by me being bright yellow, a swollen abdomen. I was looking 9 months pregnant. She clearly saw I was seriously ill and I was dying. She dialed 999 and I was blue lighted to hospital with her in there. And she just kept saying to me, I don't remember this, I've learnt this since. She kept saying to me she didn't want me to die. We'd already lost a really close friend of ours to alcohol. She'd fallen down the stairs and she was found dead. Unknown to me, she contacted Alan and asked for a prayer by the church for me, where I know a lot of people who prayed for me who didn't know me and didn't know my situation. When I was admitted to hospital, I had severe liver failure. They drew off 7 pints of fluid from my abdomen, and I was about 7 stone in weight. That night, my family were called in, and I was given a 15% chance of survival. 15. My life wasn't viable, really, was it? 15%. But my higher power that I now have come to believe is God. He had other ideas. After 3 months in hospital, 2 months in hospital and a month in a rehabilitation, and where they never knew whether I'd be able to come home again and live unaided. But I am here today. And I finally come home on October the 11th in 2022. That day I had two choices. I either went back to my old life of drinking and having no life at all, because I didn't have a life, or I took a different path, which I am so thankful that I did for the life I have today. Basically, Bridge then took me to an Alpha course where I was made to feel really welcome. And I ended up praying with Bill to let Jesus into my life. And I'm so glad I did. And today, as we still go to an Alpha group called Footsteps, again, it is great food. If you ever want to do an Alpha course and get fed, go. Because believe me, you have a choice of three things and you've got to try them all, haven't you? So I now know God has given me and my past, he's forgiven me for it, and given me my life back, and he's set me free. Today I'm free, happy and content, and I've finally found the peace that I've looked for. I pray every morning, and every night I thank him for a sober day. I know whatever goes wrong, God will have a plan for me. I am an active member of Alcoholics Anonymous. But I attend meetings regularly and I support other alcoholics in their journey of sobriety. Because of the support of my family and my friends, I will be 20 months sober next week. It's like my liver. Considering I was, 15% chance of living, my liver and blood results are back to normal. And my future looks bright with new adventures. I now have hope, peace and serenity. So I thank God for saving me and for all my family and friends for helping me on my journey. And to finish, I'd just like to finish with a prayer that I say every morning, and it means a lot to me. It's the Serenity Prayer. I don't know if anybody knows it. It's, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So thank you, and thank you all for being here.